The Deuce Night smoke is so thick, it's getting kind of hard to see.
In a world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Fine.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after. We're ready to dive in, dig through all this Deuce Night smoke that started billowing last night, break down what it means, the impact it could have on this class, and how real is it? Just how real is the smoke? How real is it that he could be joining the class very, very soon? But before we do that, you know we got to give a shout-out to our boy Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. You got to check him out at retirementresults.com/plan and get a custom portfolio analysis. Usually that costs over $1,500. It's no problem just to check and see and make sure that you, what you have going right now, is the most efficient, is the most ideal, that'll get you where you need to be. Ford Stokes is the guy to help you out with that. He's an Auburn fan. I know he's paying attention to the Deuce smoke, so you can make a good Auburn buddy at the same time. So check him out, Ford Stokes, retirementresults.com/plan. Could the Auburn quarterback saga for 2025, could it be coming close to an end? A lot of smoke started rising yesterday. We're going to kind of break that down. But if you remember, back in July, early July, Auburn really was trying to push and close their class, close that quarterback class with Juju Lewis. A lot of momentum seemed to be moving in that direction. And then all of a sudden, basically, I think both parties just couldn't figure out how to make it work. And Auburn had to pivot. Auburn had to pivot quickly, and two names popped up super fast. And we did shows on both of them, KJ Lacy and then Deuce Knight. I think a lot of people, the popular thought was Auburn would just pivot quickly to KJ Lacy. And I think right off the bat, that was probably what was really close to happening, is Auburn would pivot to KJ Lacy, really push, get him to flip. And then all of a sudden, there started to really, the early makings of some momentum sort of starting to pick up with Deuce Knight. I think it was sort of like a, let's reach out and let's just see exactly how interested he may be after he's already been committed to Notre Dame for a long time. There was a little bit of flirtation with Auburn during the football season of last year. And the parties kind of went separate ways. Let's just see. And then I think it was much more receptive with Deuce than initially were expected. So I think really quickly, all focus, all energy, all everything turned directly on to Deuce after that. Within a few days of that, the Juju Lewis saga kind of coming to a close, it seemed like the initial interest kind of popped up, and a lot of people, even like when I started to hear things, or when people started to hear things, you just weren't okay. Let's just wait and see. But it did seem like that the initial interest was legit, was hot. So they turned all their focus to Deuce Knight, and then for the past 2 or 3 weeks, it seems like it sort of picked up steam to the point where, could he possibly show up at Big Cat? Could you get Deuce Knight at Big Cat? And there was all the speculation, can Auburn get a quarterback at all at Big Cat? And then Big Cat comes and goes, and it's mega quiet, almost to the point where there's misinformation put out. There was even a little bit of misinformation put out that, no, he didn't make it in. No, he didn't make it in. But it didn't take long after Big Cat weekend till news started to come out news started to leak from commits that couldn't keep it in. And then even from Deuce Knight himself, who had to just post pictures of his visit on his story. Now, he didn't just say this was my visit to Big Cat, but there was some internet sleuths that we talked about on last night's show that could kind of tell from where it the locations of the pictures and things in the background that, hey, he was in Auburn at some point in time. And it comes out that he actually was at Big Cat Weekend. And then now that he's at Big Cat Weekend, Notre Dame, who initially had a lot of confidence that this was just a lot of rumors, you know, that he didn't and were putting out that he didn't make it to Big Cat Weekend. Now they're super worried. And then last night, the big one came to really show that this thing is legit, and that's the Fong bomb. Steve Wilt Fong, the On3 national recruiting specialist, batting around 95% as far as predictions goes, puts in a prediction for Deuce Knight to flip, and that started a chain reaction of events that made last night a lot of fun. If you're a Twitter person, if you're a message board person, you really, really enjoyed last night. So as soon as the pick comes in, I mean, that's pretty, as soon as the prediction goes in, obviously Notre Dame goes into full blown meltdown mode. Not only does Steve Wilt Fong put that out, but Tom Loy, who, you know, I love and respect and think he's the greatest Auburn insider in the history of the internet, at least for the past 6 months, goes on to the Notre Dame board. Remember, he's a former Notre Dame guy, and he basically says, hey, look, Notre Dame's already looking at other options for 2025. So Notre Dame is sort of in the we've given up. So you've got a prediction. You've got Notre Dame sort of relenting that Deuce Knight is not going to be a part of this class. We got to find backup options. And then to cap that, to go on top of that. Well, before we get to the bat signals. So when Tom Loy puts that up, Notre Dame message boards just absolutely melt. Understandably so. Okay, it's a top 50 player, and you know, somewhere in the top 30s overall as far as player in the country, number two, number three quarterback, whichever, depending on which site you follow. I mean, he is a legitimate stud. Like, you're losing a potential franchise quarterback who has who has the measurables to have an incredibly high ceiling. So that's basically gone right now. So you got to pivot. So understandably, they melt down. But there was some gold. There was some absolute gold. And my favorite one I retweeted last night. And I'm trying to put myself in his position. But this guy on the message board, his name was Papa Bear 2022. He says, I'm going to read this. This is so classic. He says, let's face it, Deuce chose easy. He chose easy, not hard. Marcus Freeman is looking for guys willing to choose hard. This says something to me. Like I said in a previous post. Before we get to the meat of this, he's so confident in this. He's posted this multiple times. This hit so hard with him, he had to say it another time. So, like I said in a previous post, choosing catfish, cornbread, sweet tea, grits, more high school friends on campus, more upfront money, more hot girls, more upfront cash, and a much easier academic load. That's choosing easy. Doesn't make him a bad guy. Let's just face it. He chose easy. I'm not going to read the rest, but basically, he just made a very good recruiting case for not going to Notre Dame. Hey, they don't got sweet tea. They don't got hot girls. And you don't get any money, basically. It's just funny to me that was his go-to. That's what he went to. And not only did he, you know, not only was that his go-to, but it was so good to him. It hit so hard, slapped so hard when he typed that out. He had to say it multiple times because he said like in a previous post. So the Notre Dame's message board, understandably, were in an uproar, and I hate it for him. It feels good to not be on that side of things, at least for now. I don't want to say anymore, because you can always be a candidate to get flipped on nowadays. But Auburn seems to be moving towards having their 2025 quarterback locked in. The smoke got high last night. How quickly could this happen? Okay. How soon could this happen? Another thing that happened last night is you started to see the bat signals. You started to see some players tweet out their bat signals. Malik Autry is a big, he's big into this recruiting game, you know, putting it out there as far as like he's got his bat signal whenever a commit is incoming. You had some graduate assistant type coaches and things like that putting out their bat signals. Alvin Henderson putting out their bat signals that, hey, something's getting close to going down. And I want to sidebar. I still think if I got one thing to complain about this recruiting operation, okay, we got to figure out the timing of these bat signals still. It still seems like there's too much time in between when the signal goes out to when the commit happens. I mean, I think the industry standard should be somewhere around, you know, a couple hours. Like, don't you put it out and then everybody's just sitting on pins and needles, refreshing for, you know, 24 plus hours. It seems like it always happens about a day before now. So, I mean, based off of that timeline, like, you got the prediction last night, which Steve Wilfong typically doesn't like to put in predictions and them sit forever. It's happened, but I don't think it's been basically by design. I think it's been, hey, I've gotten some information that's about to go down. I'm going to put it in, and then maybe it doesn't go down. But when you couple that prediction with what Tom Loy's saying with the bat signals, I mean, it feels like, hey, maybe it could happen today. There were some rumors floated around last week, towards the end of last week, that, hey, 8-6 Tuesday, for whatever reason, that date seems to be thrown around. Typically, when I see those dates start going around, I think there's no way it could possibly happen on that day. But with the bat signals from last night and the timing, maybe when you're listening to this, Deuce Knight is a commit on this. Maybe he's a commit on this in this 2025 class. Could it happen today? Could it happen tomorrow? It seems like that it's, you know, could be any minute now. If everything is pointing towards a commitment that's happened so far, which it seems like it does. It seems like it could possibly happen at any minute. And like I said, hopefully when you're listening to this, maybe later this afternoon maybe he's already on the commit list. So what type of impact does this have? Would this have? Look, we've talked about this to where blue in the face right off the bat. Just from a ranking standpoint, it would pretty much put you inside the top five on every single site. It puts you just ahead of LSU on 247 at number four. I'm sure it would get you into at least the number five spot on three. On Rivals, I think you're already in the top five, so it would just push you up even further. Again, you have a possible franchise, a franchise-type quarterback that is – locked in, at least for now, that could be locked into your class, a top 40 prospect currently, a kid that's got just unreal measurables. I mean, you're talking 6'4", 6'5", depending on who you talk to. Let's lean on the low end. Let's just lean on the low end, 6'4", okay? 200 plus, runs a 4.5, and can throw it a country mile. I mean, has a laser arm. It's so effortless when it releases, and for some reason, coming off that left side, it looks like it's going even faster. It's like it's spinning even more. But yeah, you add that to your class, and to a point where you have such a flow of momentum. If you can throw in a quarterback on top of that, everybody says, "What the heck is going on here? Like, what is going on at Auburn? Like, look at this run they're on." You're getting close to double digit commits in less than 2 weeks. Like, what is happening? And now you just add Deuce Knight, who on three said won the Elite 11, was their Elite 11 MVP for the on three site. All three sites did a different ranking of the Elite 11, and he was on three's top quarterback. So, I mean, my goodness, what's going on? And I think I might want to be a little bit more interested in Auburn than I was before. You got some commitments closing in. You got Andrew Babalola, who's wanting to make a decision pretty quick. You got Usman Chroma that's wanting to make a decision pretty quick. You got Naheem Offord that you're trying to push for to get to flip. I mean, if you can couple, if you can get the momentum sort of at a crescendo and catch one of those guys, ready to go. I mean, my goodness, what could this class end up being? This would be a huge catapult. If it could be catapulted even more, a huge shot in the arm to sort of just continue to push this ball forward. And again, I don't think Auburn's done. I was told after the Jared Smith commitment to expect four commits in a span of about a week, four more commitments in a span of about a week. So I didn't get names on those guys, but I mean, hey, if you got one yesterday, you got a 2026 commit, a very high upside defensive back that goes to the same school as Blake Woodby and Bryce Diaz. You got a 2026 commit there. You got the smoke billowing for Deuce Knight. Like, who could be next? Who could be next? And could that be, you know, a Tyler Lockhart? And then I'm not really sure who that would be after that, but. But yeah, that's what I was told to expect. You've already got one yesterday our 2026 DB commit, and then now you have the smoke billing for Deuce Knight. So Auburn's clearly not done, remotely close to being done, and this would just help continue to push that momentum for the 2026 commits, Wayne Henry. From that St. Francis Academy in Maryland. Guy that's sort of flying under the radar, but has a bunch of offers from, you know, really high schools. You're talking Penn State, you're talking LSU, Tennessee, Florida, big time SEC schools. Probably going to be something like a slot corner, something like that, that nickel, but more of a corner. I don't think he's going to be a nickel like safety, really. I think it's going to be when you're really playing those spread out teams, because he's a little bit smaller. Obviously he has a chance to get bigger, but he's got some big time offers. So you got your commit there. Could you have Deuce Knight? Who's next? Just the Deuce Knight deal is just, it's just massive. It means a lot to other recruits. I feel like Caleb Cunningham's pretty locked in to Alabama. If you get him at all, it would be later in the game, but you know, this has got to, you know, raise some of his eyebrows. I mean, this is another Mississippi kid. This is another guy that he has a relationship with. So what kind of impact does that make? And then if you could put up some good offensive numbers, that'll obviously help too. People keep saying, you got to put wins and you got to put points on the board. You got to put wins in the column and you got to put points on the board. You absolutely do. Because nobody's going to be 100% safe until they're signed. But at least you got the momentum right now that you can hopefully kind of carry into the season. So let's see what happens. It does seem like it's trending in that direction. I hope that when you're listening to this, hopefully in the morning, probably not going to be this morning. So if you're listening to this morning, probably not going to happen. If you listen to this in the afternoon, he very well could be on the commit list. But we'll just have to see how that timing works out. Again, I want the bat signals to go out about an hour or two before the commitment. That's ideal. That's ideal. Then we know, hey, we don't have to wait and speculate for 24 hours. But hey, maybe that's the goal. Maybe that's the goal, is to sort of keep everybody watching and see what happens. So guys, could be some fun stuff on the horizon. I really appreciate you guys listening, tuning in. If you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. Hit the alarm bell so that, hey, you never know when if a Deuce Knight pops off, we could have a live show right thereafter. So I really appreciate you following. Really appreciate you listening. Follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5, and we're going to get after it again tomorrow. Let's see what happens. Let's see if Deuce Knight's on the commit list. Let's see if he's on the commit list tonight. We can talk about it tomorrow. So guys, I really appreciate it. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.